trees of Govardhan, in the divine Govardhan, they have many nice fruits, flowers, and there are kadamba trees like that, nice flowers, and oozing with honey. They're nice honey also. So all these things are for Krishna's pleasure. It mentions, Yadatavo gairike hingoladya manashilakya haritala mukya ati priya shama sharira shobha lobaya kuravanti vidu priyanam. It mentions that the caves of Govardhan Hill provide many mineral pigments, red pigments, yellow pigments, brown pigments. And this way the boys used to put that on their faces and laugh, you know, at each other. They would decorate their faces with all these colored pigments and laugh and have a good time. And sometimes Krishna would decorate the faces of the gopis with these pigments also, just for joking, you know. And in this way, but it mentions here, Ati Priya Shama Sharira Shobha, it causes Krishna's body to become so beautiful by these colors. Just like if you look on our Shamsundar's faces in the morning, sometimes they decorate his beautiful blackish face with nice little pictures and like this, they put around his cheeks. Dots, attractive dots of different colors. In this way, how he looks so neat, you know, so shiny. So in this way, the Ati Priya Shama Sharira Shobha, it causes these mineral pigments of Govardhan, cause Krishna's body to become so ecstatic and increase the desires of Krishna's gopis to be with him, just by seeing Krishna's beauty enhanced by the mineral pigments. So in this way, and also musk from the deer, Kasturi Mriga, they also climb on Govardhan Hill. So their scent, musk, that is coming from their musk glands, they, Vrajavasis, collect that. And Karpura, the camphor plants, and Aguru, all these different scents that are also there on Govardhan Hill. Krishna se sevam rachayanti tabihi. All these things are for Krishna's pleasure. So in this way, and one, by giving nice water, by giving shade, buruha cha yaya cha, pratipadamanukala mahanta sangvardayan ga, by giving nice shade, then at every moment, Govardhan Hill satisfies Krishna's cows. It says, hanta govard, pratipadamanukala mahanta sangvardayan ga, iti kalo. He said, therefore, at every moment, Sartakam Kvapayan Me, Govardhan Hill declares the appropriateness of its name. It's mentioned there. Raghunath Das Goswami says, at every moment, therefore, Govardhan Hill shows the appropriateness of its name. These are the different ways that Govardhan Hill is serving Krishna. Nice fruits, nice flowers, honey from the trees, by giving shade to the cows, nice sweet water, by jewels from the caves of Govardhan Hill, nice pigments to rub on Krishna's face, musk from the deer, camphor, aguru, all these things are soothing Krishna. There's a grove of sandalwood trees there. So the wood from the sandalwood trees will be ground into paste and put on Krishna. So, of course, not anymore. But in this case, there used to be a grove of sandalwood trees. So in this way, Govardhan Hill is serving Krishna practically by supplying all these things, the perfect backdrop of Krishna's pastimes. Of all the most wonderful pastimes of Krishna's sports are on Govardhan Hill. Don Kaili pastime, taxing pastime is there. So many pastimes. Where the tax was paid back, where Indra was forgiven, where the Rasa Leela was taking place on the other side near Apsara Kunda, where Sarabi got Indra forgiven, that area is there. Where the demigods performed the yajna, crowning Krishna as the king of the cowards at Govinda Kunda, and Manasi Ganga, where many boating pastimes were there, where Nanda Baba got his desire fulfilled to bathe in the Ganges. That's in Manasi Ganga. And at Shamkuti area, this is where the Sankachuda demon was killed. And Balaram protected the gopis there. Gwalpakur, where the boys would play and would wash their hands after eating breakfast in the morning. Hmm? And Uddhav Kunda, where Uddhav always exists in that area, is Gulmalata, where Parikshit Maharaj and his heard Bhagavatam there also. That's another place where he heard Bhagavatam. Then also at Kusum Sarovara, the face of Govardhan Hill, where Krishna Radharani would come to collect flowers, and Krishna would come and try to tax her there in Sumanakunda. Kusum Sarovar is also known as Sumanakunda. And as you know, Radhakunda and Shyamakunda. So this way, this whole area is saturated with Krishna's pastimes. So by serving Govardhan Hill, serves Krishna by performing the perfect backdrop for his pastimes also. And the Shilas, they make the perfect backdrop. It mentions Shayadi Rupa, Rasaraja Bhupaha. It says it becomes the couch where Krishna takes rest. Sometimes the Shilas, Krishna will sit in the Shilas and he can rest his back against another Shila. Like that, when Gopal was installed in the hill by Madhavendra Puri, they took one Shila, Big Govardhan Shila, as the Sanhasan, and another Shila. They put another Shila to hold Gopal, the back of Gopal. Nice, because Gopal is a bas relief Shila. If you look at him now in Nathdwar, if you go and see him there, where he is now in Nathdwar, he's a bas relief. Haridev deity is also in the same type of... So he has to rest against something, as if the deity has been carved out of the stone. It's called bas relief. So in order to hold up Gopal nicely, give him support in his back, therefore they put a nice big Shila as the backdrop of Gopal, to give Gopal some support for his form. Although he supports the whole universe, still, Govardhan Hill will support Krishna in so many ways. So in this way, Shayadi Rupa, Rasaraja Bhupaha, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the Shilas, they perform a perfect backdrop for Krishna's pastimes. He plays on top of Govardhan Hill. It becomes the seat of Govardhan Hill. It becomes a throne, the couch for Krishna, who is the king of all rasas and relationships. So these are many ways that Govardhan Hill serves Krishna. Fruits, flowers, pastime stan, and serves the devotees by exciting their reminiscence of Krishna by the Shilas, the various Shilas. The whole hill is non-different from Krishna, is the best servant of Krishna by arranging Krishna's pastimes in so many remarkable ways. Krishna himself serving himself, you might say. And each Shila is non-different from the Lord himself. And because Krishna is never alone, therefore he is there with his associates. So according to the colors of the Shilas, they excite different seva bhavas in the mind of the devotees. So Govardhan Hill is also to be prayed to. So this ends the verse number 9. So now we're going to sing the bhajan of verse number 10. We'll sing the bhajan of verse number 10. And we'll start talking about verse number 10. Okay, this will be 3 tal today.
Sondara jikrina namala jina rati gori lila. Sondara jikrina namala jina rati gori lila. Anaya se swarupa bhai bhave. Anaya se swarupa bhai bhave.
Sachi Lakshmi Satya Bhame Jathabhagya Bhati Rama. So Bhagya Balane Parabhave. Bhajamana Charanatahara. Chandravali Mukha Jata Navina Nagari Sata. Vishakare Kore Tiraskara. Seje Krishna Praneshwari Krishna Prada Lada Kori. Say Jai Krishna Praneshwari Krishna Pranalada Kori. Tadini Swarupa Shakti Sati. Tahara Charana Chaji Yadi Krishna Chandra Bhaje. Koti Juge Krishna Gehe Gati. Saki Kripa Bela Dori Prema Sundu Maje Chori. Vrishabhanu Nandini Charane. Leva Padiyarava Ishwadira Kripa Pava. Ganitaha Eva Nidra Jane. Whose lustrous beauty outshines Rati, Gauri, and Leela quite easily by her self effulgence. Of Sachi Lakshmi and Satyabhama, whose fortune defeats the shine of Rama. This is the manifestation of the power of Radha's good fortune. Oh, mine, just worship her feet. The preeminent Chandravali, ever fresh of 100 gopis, with her ability to control Krishna, Radha, completely eclipses Chandra to the point of neglect. Sri Krishna's life mistress, who increases his life's blissfulness, her chaste form, the personification of the spiritual pleasure energy. By avoiding her lotus feet, then, as if to falsely worship moon-like Krishna, for a million ages the goal of Krishna Bhakti leaves that residence. The Saki's merciful boat obtaining on Prema Ocean, happily playing the lotus feet of Sri Vrishabhanu's daughter. When will the Son of Grace be following Queen Sri Radha's mercy obtaining, an expert member of her own becoming? So this is the last one. Ratim Gauri Lile Abhitapati Sundarya Kirani Sachi Lakshmi Satya Pari Bhavati So Bhagya Balani Vashikarais Chandra Valimukha Navina Vrajasati Kripatya Radya Tang Haridaya Taradham Bhajamana. So in verse number 10, my dear mind, just worship Srimati Radharani, for she's overshadowed Rati, the wife of Cupid, Gauri, the wife of Shiva, Leela, the personal energy of Lord Narayan, with her exquisite beauty. And her good fortune has made her more resplendent than Indriyani, the wife of King Indra, Lakshmi, the eternal consort of Lord Narayan, and even Satyabhama, the queen of Dwarka and wife of Krishna. She has cast a spell on Lord Krishna and brought him under her control, therefore preventing all other competitors, including Chandravali, from even coming near him. She is the most beloved of the Lord's girlfriends. So this is quite clear in exclusiveness. Raghunath Das Goswami is glorifying Radharani's special quality of... See, now in his bhajan, because see, before one gets to the point, Raghunath Das Goswami, first of all, prays to the mind from the beginning. There's different stages of intensity of meditation. When one starts in the beginning, one worships generally the spiritual masters, the land of Vrindavan, the forest of Vrindavan, etc. Then one concentrates the mind from getting free from distractions. Don't worry about pious and impious activities. Worship Lord Chaitanya and the spiritual masters. Then, if you want attraction, then just simply follow in the footsteps of Rupa, Swarupa, Damodara Goswami, Ramananda Rai, etc. Who show the path of devotion from Srimad Mahaprabhu. Mm. Then the next one is giving up all types of lusty activities. Don't let these things stop your sadhana. Your bodily conception of life should be stopped, the enjoyment propensities, and give up all types of backbiting, fault-finding mentality in your interpersonal relationships. Then also don't bathe yourself in the urine of the donkey or that. Then describing going on that even if you defeat all that, you may consider yourself now to be very advanced. And that is also a detriment to your love, because that love for Krishna and Radharani must be humbly conceived. You can't allow false pride to enter. So he says, kick that out. Otherwise, pure love will escape you. Then, even though I've committed so many mistakes and I've lost so much time in my bhajan and sadhana, Krishna is very kind to his devotees. Surely he'll kick out all these things and give us an extraordinary taste. Surely Krishna will be kind. That was in slokan number 8. Because Krishna is very kind, worship Krishna. Then worship Radharani. And don't forget her associates, Lalita and Vishakha. And don't forget Radhakunda and Govardhan Hill. Don't forget all these things. Now, he's focusing in Shloka 10. Now, you can, as one sees, as an overview that I just now gave, Raghunath Das Goswami's telling his mind, now focus ever deeper and ever contemplative on the nature of your service and who you're rendering service to. So now he's focusing on Srimati Radharani, the focal point of his meditation. After glorifying Radhakunda, glorifying Govardhan, now he's focusing on specifically Srimati Radharani's qualities. So this is the context of 10. Radharani is the transcendental Fladini Shakti, the pleasure potency of the Lord. And anything that Krishna gets pleasure in Vrindavan, in any of the five rasas, she is the fountainhead of the energy by which Krishna enjoys. Her energy pervades all the five rasas. And by that energy, Krishna is enjoying in different various ways the pleasure potency. So because of Krishna's pleasure potency, therefore he enjoys in Golok Vrindavan and in the Boma Vrindavan. So by her qualities, she's overshadowed Rati, the wife of Cupid. Now if Cupid attracts all living entities in this material world, and his consort must be very attractive. That's the idea. So she has a transcendental attraction. She captivates her servitors and Krishna by her transcendental qualities. So the first thing that has to be overshadowed is the material, mundane attraction. Madhuna, Cupid, attracts everyone. But he is defeated by Krishna. In the 11th canto Bhagavatam, Narayanarayan Rishi, when Cupid came under the order of Indra, thinking that Narayanarayan Rishi was just an ordinary brahmachari sage who was doing austerities to capture Indra's post. So he sent Apsara girls to break his vrata, headed by Cupid, and the springtime breezes, etc. And Cupid was there to shoot his arrows. But before they could reach Narayanarayan Rishi, beautiful girls were emanating from the body of Narayanarayan Rishi, much more beautiful than the girls in Cupid's retinue. Therefore, all these girls and Cupid themselves were shocked by the extraordinary beauty of these girls that were emanating from the body of Narayan Rishi. And Narayan Rishi was very sober and grave and had a big smile. Then all these girls, apsaras, they were very fearful and shaking in fear, thinking that now we've offended this Rishi. So he's shown his mystic potency to be superior to ours. We've offended this Rishi. Perhaps he may curse us now. So they were trembling in fear. So because Krishna always desires the good of living entities, he said, Badramte, let all auspiciousness be unto you. Don't be fearful. He told Cupid, I understand the reason why you've come here. Now, you may take any of these girls that have emanated from me and you may give her to Indra. So he chose Kamadeva. Cupid chose the best of those girls, was Urvashi, who later on bewildered Maharaj Agnidra in the 8th canto of Bhagavatam, who later gives her up in the Aila Gita in the 11th canto of Bhagavat, gives up his attraction after running behind her for 1,000 celestial years or so. Finally, he became detached and surrendered back to Krishna, went back to Krishna. So here we see by that pastime I just referred to that Krishna attracts Cupid. Even Cupid was defeated by Narayan Rishi. Krishna's beauty is more powerful than any Cupid's influence, and Cupid's arrows, which are mundane, tipped by mundane mantras and mundane influences, cannot impel Krishna to lust. Cupid's arrows, they cannot madden Krishna, whereas Cupid becomes maddened by Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is known as Madan Mohan, the one who bewilders even Cupid. But Radharani is the one who maddens Krishna by her transcendental qualities. Therefore, she is known as Madana Mohana Mohini, the attractor and bewilderer of the attractor of thousands of Cupids. So, therefore, naturally, as a first thing, she is overshadowed Rati, the wife of Cupid. Then Gauri, the wife of Shiva, the material energy is under the shelter of the spiritual energy. Gauri Devi, Parvati, is the material energy personified. So it is considered in Brahma Samhita that this material energy personified is the shadow of the spiritual energy. So, but the material energy cannot stand before the spiritual energy. Because although she is the shadow, the reflection of the spiritual energy. So naturally, Gauri Devi, beautiful, white-faced, fair complexion girl of the daughter of the Himalayas, who is the consort of Lord Shiva, is defeated by the beauty of Srimati Radharani. Because Gauri ultimately, in that sense, is a subordinate energy emanating through the spiritual energy. The material energy is subordinate to the spiritual energy. Okay? Next. So, Ratim Gauri Lila. Then Lila, the personal energy of Lord Narayan, with her exquisite beauty, the pastime potency, Lila Shakti. Lila Shakti is manifested in Braj by Purnamasi, she's the Yogamaya potency. And Vrindadevi, with her lieutenant, Vrindadevi, who arranges for Krishna's pastimes. All of that is certainly under Radharani's control. Although externally, Purnamasi appears to be grandmother, greatly austere, the mother of Madhumangal, and like that, wife of Sandipani Muni, mother of Madhumangal and Nandimugi, like that. So she is revered in Braja as grandmother Purnamasi and worshipped by the Brajavasis. But actually, she's making all arrangements for Radha Krishna's pastimes and Leelas. So Leela, the Leela Shakti of the Lord, the pastime potency of the Lord, is subordinate to the spiritual energy, spiritual pleasure potency. The pastime energy of the Lord is simply to make arrangements for Radha Krishna's pastimes or the Lord's pastime with his friends. So, Leela is defeated. Leela Shakti is defeated by Radharani. And Sachi Lakshmi Satya, Sachi Devi is Indra's wife. But all these personalities, Indra, just like Indra is a manifestation of Krishna's energy in within the demigods. Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita that he is the king of heaven, Indra. Indra in the material world, power and potency of maintaining the heavenly planets is representing Krishna. So similarly, his wife represents the power in with subordinate energy. She's a subordinate energy of the material energy. Sachi. So Sachi Devi, Indra's wife, is a subordinate energy emanating from the material energy. So Gauri was already defeated. So her subordinate energy of Sachi, the wife of Indra, is also similarly defeated. Krishna defeated Indra very easily in the Govardhan Dharan Leela. So in the same way, the wife of Indra, Indrani, she is very easily, whatever her potency, her influence is very easily defeated. All these things build the mind of the reader to understand that, look, these personalities are so powerful. People are, before now, there was Durga Puja, they're cowering at the feet of the personified material energy, Durga Devi, and seeing her great power and her influence. And yet she is completely defeated by Radharani's beauty, influence, qualities, or her subordinate energy, the king, the queen of Indra in the heavenly planets. Naturally, she has a lot of influence of the demigods. She has a lot of influence, a lot of say. She deserves respect as the queen of the heavenly planets. Indra's wife must not be a joker. She must be very influential. So any normal Indian, any normal follower of Vedic culture, when they read the shloka, all these things are pointing arrows that, don't be a fool, my dear mind. She is very special. By her special qualities, Radharani defeats all of these different female potencies within the universe. They're all subordinated. They're all below her in transcendental qualities. Sachi Lakshmi. And Lakshmi, the eternal consort of Lord Narayan, who is worshipped and propitiated all over South India. People are always crying to her, praying for fortune, for protection, for mercy, etc. She's worshipped. She even comes here to do austerities, to try to enter the Rasa Leela, although she did not wish to give up her mood as Lakshmi Devi. But she, her position of ability to control, because sometimes Narayana leaves her. She has to give up the chest of Narayana to take care of her devotees, or Narayana sometimes leaves her and goes to take care of his devotees on the back of Garuda. So sometimes he doesn't have his wife with him, Lakshmi. But Krishna, he is in separation from Radharani all the time while he is sporting with his coward boyfriends or anywhere. He's always in separation from Radharani. Narayana can be aloof. He can show detachment. He can be away with Garuda from his wife sometimes. But Krishna finds it difficult to be away from Radharani. He is constantly making arrangements to be with Radharani in so many different ways. So therefore, Radharani defeats Lakshmi Devi very easily. And Sachi Lakshmi Satya, Satyabhama, the queen of Dwarka and the wife of Krishna. She's very influential. Radharani manifests herself in Dwarka Leela as the Satyabhama. It is a subordinate manifestation of Radharani. Rukmini Devi, she manifests herself, it is Chandravali. Radharani's immediate expansion is Chandravali, manifests herself as Rukmini, the foremost of Krishna's queens, because she was very, very submissive. Chandravali's nature is to be very, very submissive to Krishna. She submits to Krishna very, very easily. She's easily controlled by Krishna. Therefore, Krishna likes her. But Radharani is very contrary. She is hard to get. Her friends, Vishakha and Lalita especially, they train her in this Vamya Bhava, this left-handed contrariness. that don't submit to this black snake, Krishna, so easily. And this way, because Radharani plays hard to get, therefore it increases Krishna's attraction to her because she's playing so hard to get in Braja. So under the expert instructions of Vishakha and Lalita, Radharani is always playing so hard to get. Therefore, Krishna is so much attracted. In the same way, Satyabhama was very competitive in Dwarka. As the story goes that when Krishna once gave Rukmini a Parijata flower, so she was not satisfied until she could get the whole tree. This is Satyabhama. Satyabhama is quite demanding in so many ways. And many times Krishna took her in many different places. She's also a sublime character in Lalita Madhava Natakam, where she asks Krishna so many questions about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. So, talking with his wife Satyabhama, Krishna will describe so many pastimes of Vrindavan. And hearing all these things, Satyabhama became so astonished of Krishna's affection for the Vraja Gopikas. How Krishna is so attached to the gopis of Vrindavan. She became astonished. And in different pastimes, they could see how they were defeated. The queens of Dwarka could see how... The most famous pastime that shows this is when Krishna told Narada, "Did you take a test and see who is more attracted? Just tell them that I have a headache." So Narada went to the queens of Dwarka, that Krishna has got a headache, and he's asking for the dust of your feet. And the gopi said, the queen said, "He's our lord. We are his eternal maidservants. How can we do that? That is out of etiquette. We cannot do that. We cannot give the dust of our feet to our husband. That's insane. Nobody will agree to that. We cannot do that." But when Narada asked the gopis were not bound by such tradition because they're Krishna's paramours, lovers. They're not bound by any such rules. Although they worship Krishna like his husband, they were not bound by the rules of ordinary pati vrata, the vows of taking care of the husband. So they said, "Oh, Krishna's got a headache, and the cure is the dust of our feet mixed with ghee to put on his head. So take it." So then Narada said, "Aren't you worried that you may go to hell or get some reaction for this? You know, we don't care. Let us go to hell. Our business is to satisfy Krishna. He has a headache. That's the big thing. Take care of that." So when Narada told the queens of Dwarka, these girls were ready to give up their shame. They're ready to give up their any worry or fear of reaction coming. They just wanted to satisfy Krishna without any worry about their own sense gratification or what reaction may come. Then the queens thought about it very carefully, that we have been defeated. We serve our husband, Rukmini, Satyabhama. When Krishna came personally, they were, although they have hundreds of maidservants that were given to them at the time of their marriage, Satyabhama, Rukmini, etc. When these girls are betrothed in Kshatriya life, so many girls go along as maidservants. Plenty of servants they have. They have no shortage of assistance to make their life comfortable. Yet still, to make Krishna's life comfortable, they personally take the chamra. Rukmini was personally fanning Krishna. Or Satyabhama will personally fan Krishna. Personally massage his lotus feet. Personally feed him edibles. Serve him directly. These are the position of the queens. They're so attached to Krishna, they'll personally render service. Even though they have hundreds of servants, of assistants. That's their nature. But this thing, because they're in reverence of their husband, this thing, giving the dust of their feet, no, we cannot do that. We cannot be that surrendered. So when they heard of the surrender of the Vraja Gopikas, then they said, "We've been defeated." Surely they love him more. They're ready to even future reactions. Some kind of thunderbolt crashing on their head because they did some offense to their husband. Even this thing, they've thrown that away also for his satisfaction. All types of fears, all types of anxieties, everything thrown away just for the temporary satisfaction of Krishna with no thought about their own. We've been defeated. So therefore it says here, Satya Puri Bhavati Shobhagya Balani, by the power of her good fortune, Radharani defeats Satya. Even the queen of Dwarka, Satyabhama, Rukmini, all defeated. And Vishikarais Chandravali Mukhanavina Vrajasati, with her ability to control Krishna and make him submissive to her wishes, Krishna, Radharani completely eclipses Chandravali. So, as I mentioned before, Chandravali is submissive. She has her friends, Padma and Shaibya. If you go just before you get to Govardhan town, when you're coming from Jatipura, just before you go into the town, on the left-hand side, there's another road that goes towards Sakhistali. And that is where, Sakhistali is the place, the town where Chandravali used to live with her husband Govardhan Mala and her friends Padma and Shaibya, and like that, they used to live there. So sometimes when Krishna was coming that side, then they would meet Krishna sometimes on the road, Padma, Shaibya, etc. They would meet Krishna on the road and they would make arrangements for Krishna to meet their friend Chandravali. In this way, Krishna would sometimes, he was supposed to go meet Radharani sometimes, but sometimes he would be diverted by Chandravali. Then later on, when Radharani is waiting in the Kunja for Krishna to come, and why he's not coming, he's so late, and then later Krishna comes, you know, and Radharani can see some other bite marks on his neck or something like that, what is going on? Then Radharani would become very, very angry, and Krishna has to fall at her feet, and his big peacock feather on his head has to fall down at the feet of Radharani and pacify her in so many ways. So in this way, she'll have a man that will not be broken like anything. Your jealous anger, mana, is so intense, cannot be broken by anything. Rupa Goswami says, only the flute of Krishna, only the transcendental flute of Krishna, bamboo rod, can break Radharani's man. So powerful that when Radharani hears the flute, even though she's so angry with Krishna, she cannot but go to Krishna upon hearing the flute. Therefore, the flute is so powerful, can break Radharani's own anger, jealous anger. So, by this jealous anger, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Priya Jadi Manakori, Karena Bartsan, Vedi Stutti Hoite Hare Se Muraman. Krishna declares that when my beloved chastises me and rebukes me with heavy words, those words steal away my mind more than the reverent words of the Vedas. So when Radharani, with her mana, with her jealous anger, when she becomes jealously angry, then Krishna becomes so attentive and so attached, falls at her feet, tries in so many ways to pacify Radharani, and tells all of her friends, no, look, do something, this, that, this is not right, this is not proper. And all Radharani's friends, Lalita, Vishakha, and everybody, Lalita especially, will chide Radharani, chastise Radharani for her man, in order to bring her back to Krishna. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes these other gopi girls chastising Radharani, it doesn't work sometimes. Only the flute works. The flute wins. So, Vashikarais Chandravali Mukunavina Vrajasati Kshapatya Radhyatam Hari Dayata Radham Bhajamana. Therefore, O mind, just worship. All these things have become defeated by Srimati Radharani. Oh, just worship Radharani. So in this way, I've given you like a synopsis of this verse. Now we're going to go into the detail. These glorifications here in Bhajana Darpanam. Now, the first thing it's mentioned here is one cannot attain the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is the energetic principle of everything, the Sarva Shakti Man, without going through his energies. And as I mentioned before, concerning Gauri and Rati and Satya, The Gauri, Rati, and Satya, these are personifications of material captivating potency. Shiva's wife, Indra's wife, Cupid's wife, these are subordinate energies, material energies. These are Radharani's manifestations in the Radhastika bhajans of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Itavali. He mentions there Uma, Rama, Satya, and Sati, Chandra, Rukmini, Radha Avatare Sabi Amnaya Bani, that Uma, Lord Shiva's wife, Rama, the goddess of fortune in Vaikuntha, Satya, Satya Bhama in Dwarga, Sati, and Satya Bhama, Uma Rama Satya, Satya Bhama Sati. Sati is also Lord Shiva's wife, Chandra, and Chandravali, and Rukmini, the wife of Krishna, the first wife of Krishna and Dwarka, Radha Avatara Sabe. All of these are different expansions of Radharani, Amnyaya Bani. This is mentioned in the Vedas. So, keeping that in mind, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in his Radhastika Bhajan. Now, in this connection, we see this in Ujjvala Nilamani. It mentions there, now these are 25 qualities of Radharani. Atha Vrindavaneshwariya Kirtante Pravaraguna Madure Navavayas Chala Pangujvala Smita Charusoba Garikadya Gonduna Madita Madhava Sangita Prasara Bigya Rama Vak Narma Pandita Vinita Kuruna Purna Vidagda Patavanvita Laja Shila Sumaryadya Darya Gambira Shalini Suvilasa Mahabhava Paramota Karsha Tarshini Gokula Prema Vatsatir Jagat Shreni Lasadayasha Gur Varpita Guru Sneha Saki Pranayata Vasha Krishna Priyavali Mukya Santata Shavakeshava Bahuna Kim Gunastasya Sankhya Tita Harer Iva. Now, she has 25 qualities. In Ujjvala Nilamani, these 25 qualities Rupa Goswami lists. The principal characteristics of Srimati Radharani is that she is charming. And Navavaya, she's eternally situated in Madhya Kishore, or the middle of blooming youth. Ever youthful. Then, Chala Punga. She has roving eyes, sidelong glances from her restless eyes. And then it says here, Ujvala Shmita. She smiles radiantly and sweetly. She has an ever-sparkling smile. Then it says, Charu Sobhagya Rekha Dya. And her body is marked with all auspicious lines. And Gondo Damadita Madhava. And it says, her fragrance drives Krishna mad with desire. It says here, Sangita Prasara Vigya. And she's an exponent of fine music. She's an expert singer. Then it said, Ramyavak, she has sharp intelligence. It missed one here. Liquid. Ramyavak, her speech is charming. Narma Pandita, quick-witted and accomplished in the use of joking words. Then it says, so Narma Pandita, she's very expert in joking words. And Vinitra, she's very modest. Karuna Purna, she's merciful. Then 12, Vidagdha, she's skilled in the 64 arts. Then it mentions Patavanvita, she's dexterous. So it's there. And Lajashila, she's shy. And Sumaryada, she never deviates from the path of righteousness. So respectable. Here in the book it's respectable. Then Darya Shalini, she's forbearing and tolerant in the face of distress. So she's very patient. And Gambirya Shalini, she's very grave. And then Suvilasa, she's decorated with various types of ornamental gestures of the body, such as Hava, Bhava, and Hela, various feminine gestures which entice the beloved. Gestures of her hands, her movements, etc. This causes her beloved Krishna to become entranced in the mind. Mm-hmm. Then Mahabhava Paramot Karsha Tarshani. She's extremely eager to display the highest manifestation of Mahabhava, the primary source of supreme spiritual love. Then it says here, Gokula Prema Vashati. She's the object of love for all the residents of Gokul. And a Jagat Shreni Lasada Yasha. Her fame is spread throughout the entire universe. The most famous. And Guru Varpita Guru Sneha. She's the recipient of great affection from her elders. Just like it's mentioned every morning when Radharani goes there to Nandagaon to cook for Krishna. Then immediately Jasoda embraces her to her chest, smells her head, and treats her just like her own daughter. So in all respects, Radharani is always blessed by all the elders of Vrindavan with great affection for her. And indeed, when in this Ananda Vrindavan Champu, when Yasoda greets Kirtida, then she said, "Oh, your daughter Radharani is so delicate. And how is it that she is working so hard? This delicate flower of Vrindavan is working so hard in the kitchen. You've tortured her by putting her to work in this kitchen and making her work so hard," like these things. And Radhika says, "No, no, no. It was actually my pleasure. I did all this. My father, Vrishabhanu, asked me to do this for this festival, and I agreed. And so I'm doing it quite happily. See, I'm not so tired. Oh, you're so cruel, Kirtida, such a beautiful, attractive girl, and you're making her work so hard." And Yasoda was saying all this. So Yasoda is always, Mother Yasoda is always showering her affection on Radhika so much. So Radhika is the flower of Vrindavan that attracts the mind of all the elderly gopis, and they shower her blessings and affections on her just like she was their own daughter. This is a very attractive quality here of her. Guru Varpita Guru Sneha. Then Saki Pranayata Avasha, she's controlled by the love of her Sakis. This means that the words of her Sakis has a dent in her. When they say something, when they do something, when they do some service, she's very grateful. She's very considerate, and she listens to her friends a lot. Her friends have a lot of control over her. So it says here, then the next one, Krishna Priyavali Mukhya, she's the foremost of all of Krishna's lovers, and Santatashava Keshava, she always keeps Sri Krishna under her control. These are the 25 qualities of Srimati Radharani. So, these qualities are all wonderful and sublime. So tomorrow, we'll take up more of these wonderful qualities and meditate on Srimati Radharani. So is there any questions now what we've covered today? Today what we've covered, we discussed the glory of Govardhan Hill, and I described to you different ways how Govardhan Hill is serving Krishna and Radharani, and how the Shilas, how the two ways of seeing Govardhan Hill as the Krishna himself and the best servant of Lord Hari, how Lord Krishna is serving himself as Govardhan Hill, how Govardhan Hill excites the minds of the devotees who are seeking their Supreme Lord in different various ways. The Shilas are worshipable as Krishna and Krishna's associates together, and the whole hill together is the perfect backdrop of Krishna's pastimes. We mentioned about the appearance of Radhakund and Shamakunda, and how these two legs are so dear to them. The two eyes of Govardhan Hill, very nicely we described that. Then we gave you the synopsis of this verse, of verse 10, how Radharani's potency defeats all these other feminine potencies that are revered in the material world as very great, very influential, very charming, very beautiful and captivating. All these things that you see are all put to shame by Srimati Radharani's transcendental qualities. So we've mentioned that, along with the 25 qualities of Radhika. These are all the things that we mentioned today. So is there any question on any of all this before we quit for the day? So tomorrow we'll discuss more of Radharani's transcendental qualities. And it's nice because that'll get your mind ready for Friday's festival.